Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Good evening, and that was William Vitalis singing Open My Heart to the World. We are on the brink of important change tonight as you listen to this show. It is mid-July 2018, and tomorrow we have some profound happenings on the planet. with regard to meetings of nations and nations. I would like to talk to you about how to get through the coming changes as best you can. I don't know of any other way to put it, and I do feel that we are facing some serious, serious upsets and readjustments in this world. Because of this, I have chosen to teach you about ascension, the light, how to reach it, and what to do. In the 20th century, we were taught that we were meant to learn long-suffering as much as to learn and develop kindness, compassion, love, mercy, oneness, etc. Many of us intellectually shied away from this concept with great energy. There is a perspective that long-suffering is in the choosing of suffering, when instead we could choose not to suffer. The idea of not suffering is a very popular one. We know long-suffering all too well, as we have all gone through it and have been witness to it as well. And yet, we are meant to learn long-suffering, so as humans, we learn it and mostly learn it without realizing that it's a part of being alive. There are some experiences in which we have learned it. For example, long-suffering is seeing someone cause suffering to another person or persons and are wanting to be able to stop it, but not being able to. Long-suffering is the awareness of the suffering of people in faraway lands, without us not having the ability to change it except to seemingly small ways, and we're so far away. Long-suffering is seeing people and other lives in need and not being able to help them except through prayer. Long-suffering is knowing people like ourselves going through horrors which we know could be ourselves on any given day. But for the grace of God go I. Long-suffering is caring about another person but not being able to save them from themselves or the path and pain that they choose, especially our children and family members. Long-suffering is loving a child and not being able to completely protect them from the world's dangers or the world's horrors. Long-suffering is loving a parent and not being able to stop their body or their brain from breaking down and losing themselves in a very long, slow process of disappearing, such as dementia or Alzheimer's. Long-suffering is doing the best we can, and still it's not good enough for those who criticize, nag, and judge us. Long-suffering is knowing the path of pain which we have walked, but still being judged so easily by those who don't know anything about our life. Long-suffering is offering a beautiful, wonderful, healing, joyful, loving, sacred truth to others, but it being rejected with mocking and contempt. Long-suffering is when we offer real water to someone dying of thirst, and they reject it, choosing instead their familiarity of dying of thirst. Long-suffering is knowing that all we have to offer some people is love, but they would have none of it. Long-suffering is having to receive regular prejudicial, hatred, violence, injustice, harm, and worse because of who and what we are, yet knowing that others who are like us in some way, color, race, religion, gender, even those we love with all our hearts, could receive the same prejudice, hatred, violence, pain, suffering, and or horrors that we have received, and we can't even protect them from it. Long-suffering is believing in God, but knowing that innocence, unselfishness, and goodness will not stop others' agenda, whose agenda is for themselves only and for them to hate, harm, or even kill people. Long-suffering is realizing deep inside that the horrors of the world don't just happen to other people, but can happen to ourselves. The horrors of the world can and do many times happen to ourselves as well as to those that we love. Long suffering is also experienced by those people who choose to experience oneness with life, who see eye to eye equal with others, who seek to let others know that they are not alone, and who seek to help heal all life. Part of long suffering is realizing there's little we can do to change others' immediate sorrow and pain. Sometimes nothing that's quick and responsive. But as we pray, which calls for us to be patient and endure the suffering, along with others who may feel hopeless, we can pray, choosing the light and faith, which with our prayers comes healing and change. We experience long suffering because we are human beings. We care, we love, and we keep on keeping on, even with the pain in our hearts and the tears in our eyes. We believe that healing can come, and so we endure long. We rarely choose learning long suffering, but we find that we experience it as a part of living, loving, and being loved. This and more is long suffering. Currently in this country, the United States, while the government officials fight back and forth, while political pundits scream at each other, while Americans yell obscenities at one another across the internet, social media, and in each other's presence, we can see the suffering again which so many of us have seen before. The treatment of those different from us, the treatment of those who seek our help, the treatment of those we see as not us is happening again, as it has before on this earth. This is a very real battle, but it's not with guns, swords, and other weapons. Rather, it's a battle of what level of character and consciousness we will choose to determine how we treat one another. It can be called government policy. Government policy has done this throughout human history. But look deeper into the consciousness of each soul that lives on this earth. This isn't just a policy of immigration, although this time it is manifesting as that issue in the current news. This is just another perspective. It is many things manifesting at once. Although it could be vehemently denied on the surface, it is also a demonstration of an attitude of inequity. Us versus them, an inferiority of them versus the superiority of us, which many still hold in their souls in the same way that we have witnessed in our world today and in our remembered and unremembered history. But there's a part of history that's been forgotten. From the beginning of souls' entrance into this world, there have been some souls who were known or as perceived as angels or higher spiritual beings who entered into the human path on this earth, such as Abraham, the earliest teacher that is recorded. They entered both before and during when other species of humans were present. They were not necessarily all angels of light, which we think of today. Some of these spirits, choosing a darker, lower vibration, non-love-based path, held on to their awareness and their own higher nature, even though they were on paths of losing the higher connection. Still, as human beings, this awareness of having been at the angel's level of consciousness became unconscious within them, and they trapped themselves, like so many of us do, through the human reincarnation process. This unconscious perception became a belief that something innate in them makes them greater than others. With the attitude of superiority still within them and held on to, they consider themselves greater than other souls on earth. This attitude can be seen through many, many different cultures and many, many other historical societies in the evolution of mankind. I want to add that this quality is not present within them alone, but can be found within all of us to a greater or lesser extent, per our own choosing. Because the battle of light and darkness began before the earth existed and continues now during the continued creation of the physical universe, this battle has been carried into the realms of the earth. While the battle between light and darkness has before been a battle among different spirits, we now have a process of reincarnation and karma within the earth's realm, which lawfully structures the evolutionary process of souls and spirits on the earth. Since the arrival of the new double helix energy in 2012, we are able to drop this illusion and ascend to higher levels of love, peace, and harmony. These principles and laws bring into place the requirements that each soul and spirit must now face, our own selves, with our own consciousness, in order to resolve the imbalances which heretofore have shown themselves externally and which are now having to be dealt with internally. We brought onto this plane our imbalances and shortcomings, which we had before we entered our body, and we manifested onto the earthly realm. And now we must heal these within the physical earthly realm, including by learning the development of the awareness of oneness within all life and the equality of all life, instead of the previous believed and manifestation of superiority, inferiority, attitudes, and actions. We are at a point in evolution of consciousness within the earth whereby this battle is coming to the surface of awareness, although it is not known under the spiritual terms and conditions that I mention here, which generally people would laugh at if they heard it, called because of choices made to serve self alone, which is one cause of the consciousness of darkness. Some souls have little within their own character to hinder their efforts to mislead themselves and others. Some of us have willingly been walking the difficult road, indeed, back to the balance and equality of truth. Therefore, they foster fear and paranoia beyond what is truthful. Other souls already have been misled to believe that which would be different than they would otherwise have learned from their own hearts. Other souls already have been misled to believe that which would be different than what they would have learned listening to their own hearts. These souls are misled and believe that love would not be the path to take, but rather fear as the path being to take. These examples are also examples of the imbalances yet to be worked out within a person's own consciousness and soul. Within our own character, we potentially have the desire to hinder the truth due to our own fear and agendas. Within our own character, we potentially have the attitude of ourself being a better person than the other person. Within our own character, we potentially have the inclination not to listen to our hearts, the seed of our connection with God, and not to listen to the call of love which comes from our connection to God. As we approach the 2020s, technology is growing fast and furious. They have developed something called the chip, which I was warned about as a child way back when. The chip will open your door for you, will start the car for you, will probably call a person on the phone for you. It will hold all of your medical information and your social security number and your passport and everything else. It will be generally stated that to be a patriotic, you should have the chip put inside your thumb or other finger. This chip is the ruler and deterrent of bringing anyone closer to the divine. This chip is not only dangerous, but it will stop you from being able to meditate or even wanting to meditate and to reach up into the higher levels of consciousness so that you can ascend. I am warning you personally, as well as many, many other wonderful high scribes and teachers have done in the past. Avoid this chip at all costs. I think that in the next 20 years, the chip will be used to buy food, pay your bills, and take care of
any reservations or anything that you need to do in life. You must avoid it no matter what. It is time now, there is no time left, for you to find your land, to be self-sufficient, to dig your own well, and to begin to wait out the storm. The storm comes between 2020 and 2038. It will be the darkness of the soul. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to help you. And at the end of this program, I will give you a review exactly of where we are today. But now it's time for our break, so let's continue after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 16th through July 22nd, 2018. The week in between eclipses promises to flow along smoothly. The only thing on the forefront is that the sun moves from Cancer into Leo on the weekend. As the sun leaves the watery sign of Cancer, there is a trine, making it a time to pay attention to your dreams, follow your intuition, and do what comes naturally. The first half of the week flows along pretty easily. Monday supports you in working on your to-do list under the efficient Virgo moon. Tuesday afternoon through midday Thursday continues to be flowing, but more social than earlier in the week. Thursday does push you to get something that was neglected moving along again. The week continues to be pleasant, but a bit more private, and you may find that you are preferring close friends to casual acquaintances. Sunday, the energy shifts midday as the sun enters Leo, where it is glorified. It's time to treat yourself well, be big-hearted, generous, while checking on your ego at all times. It may be time to be brave, always a bit dramatic, and to spend time with the children in your family. Overall, this is an easy week, but do pay attention to the ups and downs of your emotions. Vacation time, anyone? This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new Bright Clearing Formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon. And you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth 4 additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These 4 new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the 4 spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Showers on the twinkling grass, rain awakened flowers, all that ever was, joyous and clear and fresh, thy music does encompass. Teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. Oh, teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world would listen then, as I am listening now. On the twinkling grass, Rain awaken flowers, all that ever was, joyous and clear and fresh. Thy music does encompass. Teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. Oh, teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. Oh, the world would listen then as I am listening.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome back to Let's Find Out. We just listened to William Vitalis singing, "And Heaven is Overflowed." Tonight, I am continuing the process of teaching you about embracing spiritual frontiers. For although the earth is about to go through a profound darkness and change, remember, we have to have destruction before reconstruction, it is possible for us to raise our consciousness and avoid any fear and paranoia that exists in the third dimension. We are processing and about to enter the fifth dimension as we exit the year 2038. So here's some new information for you. The new spiritual chakras. The state of consciousness of fear and paranoia exists in the third dimension, within the solar plexus of man, the third chakra. This is the chakra of adrenaline and conflict, fight or flight, war, battle, overpowering others, oppressing others, exalting ourselves over others, and the like. We can demonstrate the third chakra states of consciousness blindly, or asleep at the wheel, or instead we can seek to wake up and open our eyes, which leads us to a higher learning and a gain of understanding on our way to transformation with the opening of the heart chakra, the fourth chakra, seeking the lessons of awareness, which is teaching us to understand that this is what it is like for human beings. The horror and torment for the human struggle within the third chakra, having constant fear, as well as to learn other awareness lessons related to the third chakra. And we can release it all and put that in our past as well as our past. In this insight leading to the transformation and ascension, when connecting up to our eighth chakra and our new body, the etheric soul body, we step out of the third chakra consciousness, begin to work on patience, understanding, and compassion, and even begin to be aware of the feelings of long suffering for those stuck in the third chakra. And we recognize the statement that Christ gave us when he said, "Perfect love casts out all fear." That was 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. This statement shows that the path of transformation, the way out of the third chakra and coming into the fourth chakra, and eventually we're going to reach up to the beautiful light of the 10th chakra, which is our new heart center. Now, although we are still participating in the battle between light and dark, we are able to face these battles, not against other people, but within our own selves, within our own consciousness, our own attitudes, our own character. It is in this work, on ourselves, within ourselves, that we are able to win the victory over our own darkness. As we do this, as we change our character from the letting go of acts of darkness to acts of light, the taking the time to meditate and connect up to our new chakras, in that,
The presence of God comes into our physical realms at even greater levels of influence and healing at every level of the physical realm. The new stronger light, the double helix, added to the new Shi or chakra energies as of 2012. Eventually, we will be able to connect with the golden amber light of the 10th chakra, the new heart center. It is in this greater presence of God which brings in the higher levels of light, raising vibrations on all physical realms, including the earth, and bringing about guidance and insight into the steps that we make available to bring transformation into our societies, organizations, governments, and healing the balance of even more souls who seek higher healing, balance, and ascension. It is ever the processing of choosing to open to greater light within ourselves, which helps to eliminate the darkness around us. To manifest the light, then comes the challenges manifesting out of the qualities of which the light is within us. Compassion to those who need it and to those who have none. Understanding to those who ask for it and to those who throw it away. Courage to listen to the wisdom and guidance coming from the God realms which lives within our heart, the fourth chakra from the 10th chakra. Humility to recognize that God is within every life equally and available to every life equally, and that our own paradigm is always changing, always evolving, and always creating room for learning more and more love. Willingness to pray and meditate for the presence of God to increase in this earth and in all the other worlds and physical realms. Patience for things that do not come to us in our own personal time, serving our self-interest rather than God's timetable, which serves all of us in possibly different ways. Letting go of judging others by realizing that we are also letting go of judging our past selves and possibly our future selves. Mercy for those who suffer and are tormented from living in fear, like we all have done. As well as forgiveness for those who ask for it, and for those who need it, and for those who reject it. With all three of these being within ourselves, as well as others. Applying the circle of light meditation to all problems, sacrifices, loss, and upsets within our consciousness. We live in a world where love exists and can exist more. As with the spirit that is God consciousness, love exists when we choose to love. This means that God is only brought forth when we bring forth love. God is only manifest when we manifest love. While watching the suffering happening, we are not helpless if we ask God to be within our hearts in order to direct our actions where we can manifest in our world, for the purpose of demonstrating actions based on love instead of fear. Remember the forgiveness letter that Louise Hay shared with all of us. I ask that you forgive me for all I've done and all I haven't done, as I forgive you for all you've done and all you haven't done, past, present, and future. This is the end of the lesson for tonight, but I did promise you that I would give a rundown of what's happening on the earth today. It isn't easy to listen to, but I promise that after that we will hear a beautiful song and go into our meditation and our exit with Richard Shulman. So, here it is. We are in an eye triangle between ISIS, Iran, and Israel. But I think the eye tangle is more appropriate. Timing, tangle, triangle, and Trump. These are the terrible T forces of the moment in the eye triangle. Trump is, of course, meeting with Putin tomorrow, Monday, July 16th. All eyes are on that by ISIS, Iran, Israel. The press is to get ISIS out of Syria. On that, Iran, Israel, Syria, the U.S. and Russia agree. However, Syria wants ISIS and the U.S. and Israel out of Syria. Russia wants ISIS, the U.S. and Israel out of Syria. Iran wants ISIS, the U.S. and Israel out of Syria. Syria is a sovereign country, and it has not invited ISIS, the U.S. or Israel into its country. Trump and Putin will, of course, be discussing this and China will be watching. And Russia is doing military exercises just outside of Syria and Lebanon, and China is watching. And the U.S. is doing military exercises down on the South Pacific, and China is watching. I am watching Israel. Israel is in the triangle vice. Fire balloons and rockets from Hamas, backed by Iran, on its southern border. Firepower and rockets lined up on its northern border. In Lebanon and Syria by Hezbollah, backed by Iran. For Israel, the key is Iran. For Trump, the key is Iran. Iran and Pakistan, they have a mutual defense agreement. Trump talks, the world listens. Trump is the most powerful man in the world ever. He's up against Alexander the Great, Napoleon, Genghis Khan. None of these had at their fingertips the destructive power that Trump has. On the chessboard of life, Trump is a king. On the divine chessboard, Trump is only a pawn. Brexit, NATO, the Ukraine, North Korea, Venezuela, Mexico, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the G8-2, Bilderbergers, the deep state. All of these and many others have rocketed this week at a tweet from Trump. Trump knows a nuclear war would not be good for Trump Towers. Trump wants to avoid nuclear war. Putin wants to avoid nuclear war. The XI wants to avoid nuclear war. However, I feel that nuclear war could be unavoidable, especially at the hands of Pakistan. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we have Frank St. James on, who is going to help you with your problems, and he is wonderful at talking to the people from the other side. Let's get quiet now. Absorb everything that's been said here. You know you can download the archive tomorrow if you want to review this information. And let's get ready to go for the light, to listen to a beautiful song by Barbara Streisand, and to know that we are embracing spiritual frontiers. The earth is changing, the solar system is changing, and our hearts are changing. They're finally opening the way to love and eternal joy. Thank you for listening, and good night. Lift up our eyes to Joyce, and now it's time for our meditation. Please sit comfortably, either in a straight back chair, you can lay on a bed, you can lay on the floor, or you can sit in the lotus position. Take a deep breath, close your eyes, take another deep breath, and prepare to go within. Remember that you are the ocean of life. Spirit leaves you with a peace profound, yet spirit shall return to you again and again to enliven you, feed you, fill you up with profound energy. And this will continue until we all reach a state of new spiritual understanding. Take a deep breath. We are creating a new way of life and existence where the hearts of men will be enlightened and spirit will become the supreme leader of our hearts as the guide and director of all of our choices. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. It is written in the gospel that what God has done, you can do even greater, for you are a part of the flow of God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Stand in your power. Choose to reach and connect every day with the Supreme Divine. Open wide the doors of your love, charity, compassion. With your seventh chakra, reach upward for the supreme beyond understanding. Herein lies your guides, your angels, and the truth of life. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I remain locked in the wings of my beloved master, my angels, and my guides. I am held in their arms of everywhereness. Listen to the symphony of creation, beholding the hidden wondrous vision, yet not obvious to all of us. I watch your movements with a single eye. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Focus on your third eye. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I behold you with mothering tenderness as you walk with life through the tall grass, smelling the crimson roses with delight. When the blush of love brings you pleasure, I feel your caress with the enfolding breeze that relieves my worries and fears. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I feel wrapped in the sun's warmth when the chill of loneliness strays into my heart. When I gaze at the ocean's wave, I know that I am looking into the eyes of God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Untie your fears with your beloved on the altar of the horizon, canopied with the silver rays of azure. Come into the warm, hazy sanctuary of light and love. He shall not speak except through your reason, nor scold you except through your consciousness. Be persuaded through the power of your love as your heart is longing to see spirit only. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. With the song of your soul thriving within you, enjoy the love of the light and the energies and spirit alone. Forget me watching you, if you will, but never forget your beloved, your guides, and your angels. For in remembering them, you will never forget who you are. You are the soul and strength of light. Accept it, believe it, and live it. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. And now meld into yourself as you breathe as rhythmically as possible. Four breaths in, hold for four, four breaths out, and allow yourself to sink into the wonderful tune you are hearing, Ardas, Prayer Beyond Prayer.